USA News, I'm Dave Collins. More auto workers could be on the picket lines as early as Friday.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, they will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike. Currently, the strike involves three auto plants, each representing one of the big three automakers. I'm John Schaefer.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has no right to hold nuclear weapons. He addressed the UN General Assembly earlier today as his country continues the fight against Russia's invasion. Zelensky said Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 1990s. Florida prisons are using artificial intelligence to listen in on inmates' phone conversations. Julie Ryan has that story.
The state's Department of Corrections started using the surveillance program last month after paying $2.5 million to California-based Leo Technologies. The system is able to transcribe up to 50 million minutes worth of phone calls coming in and out of the prison. The contract will run through June of next year. Officials say the technology can help prevent violent crimes, drug smuggling, and suicides within the prison system.
Gas prices are at a 2023 high. AAA said Monday that the national average for regular gas is $3.88 per gallon. It's a 5-cent jump over the past week as nearly a dozen states now average $4 a gallon or higher. Republicans continue to criticize the president's economic plan known as Bidenomics as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas, leading a congressional hearing, labeled it a total failure.
Biden administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6, so long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
This is USA News.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good, I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Makes the perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other now? Breathe happy.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
More than half of Americans think big tech companies have too much power in the market. A new survey shows 60% of Americans feel this way about companies including Google, Amazon, and Meta. The opinion was split similarly along party lines, with 63% of Democrats, 65% of Republicans feeling big tech companies put competitors at a disadvantage. Climate activists are out protesting again in New York City. More arrests were made today after dozens of arrests yesterday, as protesters say something has to be done about the effects of fossil fuels on the environment. Activists say the bank is financing the fossil fuel industry. A man is in critical condition after crashing his car into the water in Freeport, New York this afternoon. The driver was pulled out by a Good Samaritan who saw what happened from his nearby waterfront rental apartment.
So just one leg, then another leg for man, and I decided to jump to water.
The man who helped only moved to Freeport 4 days ago from Ukraine and said he moved to Long Island so he could work and send money home to help the war efforts in Ukraine. Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune for at least two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news comes as Pat St. Jack starts his farewell season. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.